This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, today approved continuation of the scheme for assistance in ration transport and handling income with automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, as an umbrella scheme in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period, with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will provide assistance to state agencies for intra-state movement of food grains, support fair price shops and help in modernization of the public distribution system.
इस प्रोग्राम में तीन बड़े सुधार आज अप्रूव हुए हैं.
Three major reforms have been introduced in this program today. First, the government will support the transportation cost incurred in moving food grains from large FCI warehouses in the states to fair price shops across different districts and divisions. Second, there was a need to increase the remuneration of fair price shop dealers, and a decision has been taken in this regard as well. Third, efforts will be made to modernize the public distribution system through the use of technology.
Public distribution system ko hum kaise modernize kar sakte?
Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed the approval of over 25,500 crore rupees for Sarthak PDS Phase 2 by the Union Cabinet. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the government is equipping poverty alleviation schemes with technology to make them more transparent and convenient. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine a plea challenging a CBSE policy mandating the study of three languages, including at least two native Indian languages, for Class 9 students. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi issued notices to the Centre, the CBSE and the NCERT and sought their replies within 2 weeks. According to a recent circular issued by the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, the study of three languages, including at least two native Indian languages, has been made compulsory for Class 9 students beginning from the 1st of July. The Supreme Court today left to the Election Commission to take a decision on a plea seeking changes to VVPAT guidelines to show the exact time when a vote is cast on each slip. A bench of Chief Justice of India Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi said the matter is technical in nature and falls within the jurisdiction of the Election Commission. The plea stated that adding a time stamp on VVPAT slips would improve transparency, verification and auditability in the electoral process. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested two more accused in the NEET UG 2026 examination paper leak case. An accused, namely Dr. Manoj Chirure, a Latur-based doctor, has been arrested in the case. Another arrested accused is Tejas Harshad Kumar Shah, who is a physics faculty at Dr. Abhang Prabhu Medical Academy, a Pune-based coaching centre. The agency has arrested 13 accused so far in the case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nashik, Pune, Latur and Ahilya Nagar. Amid rising temperatures in different parts of the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to take as many precautions as possible. In a social media post, Mr. Modi advised all to keep themselves hydrated and carry water when stepping out of the home. Mr. Modi stressed that in such weather, sensitivity becomes a great source of support. He further directed placing a small vessel filled with water outside homes, balconies, rooftops, shops or offices for animals and birds. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heatwave conditions today over parts of Delhi, with maximum temperature expected to hover between 43 and 45 degrees Celsius. The Met Department has also predicted severe heatwave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. In badminton, Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy stunned fifth-ranked Jonathan Christie of Indonesia with a 10-21, 21-12, 21-18 first-round victory in men's singles at the Singapore Open today. Later in the day, Lakshya Sen will take on China's Liu Kuangsu. In the mixed doubles, the pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto defeated the Malaysian duo of Wong Tien-si and Lim Chiu Sen in the first round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.